When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley-Brewer on Talk Radio.
Back next weekend, same time, same place, my usual spot, 5 a.m. at weekends. Thanks for your company this morning, but don't go anywhere because coming up next, yes, he is the man himself wearing a suit and tie. It's David Bull, all here next, live on Talk TV.
The home of common sense, Talk Radio and Talk TV.
Trisha Talk.
Fashion Talk.
Happy Talk.
Honest Talk.
Trisha Goddard.
The original Queen of Talk is on Talk Radio.
Get on the guest list with the legendary Trisha Goddard.
I'll be coming live to you from Connecticut in the USA.
Sounding good, looking even better. Trisha Goddard.
I'll be covering what's going on in the news, some of the biggest stories, but you know what? I want to hear from you too.
Trisha Goddard in the afternoon. Saturday and Sundays from 1 on Talk Radio and Talk TV.
With the new Morrisons More Card, there's more points when you fill up with fuel, more points when you shop, and 5,000 points gets you a fiver. That's a £5 voucher to spend on your shop. Download the Morrisons More app today.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. See online for full T's and C's.
We interrupt this track to inform you about selling your car the motorway way.
Ooh, what's the motorway way?
It's the sell your car from home way, whilst dealers compete to give you their best price way. Your car is even collected for free way.
No way.
Yes way. Now, where were we? Motorway, the way to sell your car. For T's and C's, visit motorway.co.uk.
Moving house with kids. Moving house checklist. Top packing tips. Do it ourselves or hire movers? Hiya! Things to do in the school holidays. Best solo holidays.
When life gives you questions, get answers at which.co.uk.
Great deals start with Homebase. Like up to 20% off garden furniture and barbecues. Find this and more offers online and in-store now. Homebase. Homes and gardens made easy. T's and C's apply. Excludes gas cylinders, spas and clearance.
How prepared are you when rain surprises you whilst you're out driving? Introducing the new Bridgestone Turanza 6 tyre with Enlightened technology. The premium summer tyre with best-in-class wet performance and improved fuel efficiency versus its predecessor. The Turanza 6 is also suited to hybrid and electric vehicles. Bridgestone Turanza 6, prepared to perform even on a rainy day. Find your nearest Bridgestone tyre dealer at bridgestone.co.uk. All claims can be verified at bridgestone.co.uk/Turanza 6.
Good talk.
Brilliant talk.
Talk Radio.
The home of common sense.
Access all arguments.
David Bull.
Shut up and listen.
David Bull, the voice of reason.
The double helix of common sense. David Bull.
On the app, on your smart speaker, Talk Radio and Talk TV.
A very good morning to you. It is Monday, the 29th of May. You're watching Breakfast with me, David Bull, here on Talk TV. Coming up, the crisis at ITV has deepened as Philip Schofield's younger lover hit back at the claims the network investigated the affair fully. It comes as Dr. Range has spoken out, accusing this morning of presiding over a toxic culture. Meanwhile, Rishi Sunak has been warned that his plans to impose 1970s-style price caps will lead to food shortages. And more than 12,000 Albanians who entered the UK illegally have breached their bail conditions before they could be deported. It is now 6:33 and this is Talk Breakfast. Well, a very good morning to you. Thank you very much indeed for your company. The time 6:33, as I was just saying. Also, just in terms of Philip Schofield, obviously this story has expanded over the weekend. I reported on it on Saturday and again on Sunday. More developments this morning. I'm delighted to say Julian Drucker is with me this morning to talk through this morning's headlines. We have to start, Julian, with the Philip Schofield affair. I mean, the revelations, I was talking to Christo last night, around 7 o'clock last night, we knew more was coming. Mm. And now this morning, it's reported that the crisis at ITV is deepening and this ex-lover denies the fact. ITV is essentially saying, we investigated this fully in 2020, we spoke to all the parties, we feel nothing wrong or untoward was going on. And actually, it turns out that this younger colleague says he was never quizzed by ITV.
Yes, which paper is this in? This is
this is Daily Mail.
Daily Mail, is it? Yes, I mean, I was speaking to people yesterday who work at ITV or who have worked at ITV, and this investigation that they did, it's like define investigation. I mean, this has become sort of an HR story now, hasn't it, in how they handled it. But that is really crucial, isn't it, if the guy himself is saying he wasn't really spoken to. I mean, the key part of this story is him, and he's declining to speak, and the papers are respectfully not naming him. But you feel as if a few more quotes from him would perhaps absolutely make this story even bigger than it is.
I mean, interestingly, there are so many calls now for an independent inquiry into this. ITV's most senior boss is under enormous pressure, as you can absolutely imagine. Mm. Also, last night, Dr. Ranj Singh, who I know well, he's a television doctor, he spoke out last night, and he actually put this on Instagram, and it was across all the social media platforms. But essentially, Dr. Ranj, who worked, I think, on This Morning for something like 10 years, called out and said there was a toxic culture of bullying and discrimination. He went further than this. He said he took his concerns to the top of ITV. He then said he felt he was managed out and was dropped from the screens because he actually raised these questions. Mm. And the question for me, and this is the one that I asked all weekend, was what exactly did ITV know? When did they know it and why didn't they act? So ITV said they knew about this in 2020. It now transpires they were told, we know by another colleague on another network, that these allegations were told to the network in 2019. So there is something deeply wrong in this timeline.
It's really serious, isn't it, the Dr. Ranch thing, because he's speaking about other stuff and a wider culture at This Morning. So, you know, there is the suggestions, aren't there, that, you know, that ITV are thinking about this programme, and could they get rid of this programme? The brand is so tainted. I mean, how many more days of stories about this programme must there be before they start thinking about stuff like that?
Well, we're going to talk about it in detail during the show, but I mean, the question I want to ask you this morning is, clearly this crisis is not going away for ITV. Lots of more allegations about Philip Schofield, about the toxic culture allegedly at ITV. And the question I have for you this morning is, do you think This Morning can actually survive? Is this now a tainted brand? Will they get rid of it? Also, what are the implications for the network? If you think about it, advertisers, will they still want to advertise on ITV? What does it mean for the future of the network. What are your thoughts on that? Let us know. 0344 499 1000. Text the word talk in your message to 87222 and tweet us at TalkTV and tweet me at Dr. David Bull. Let's move on now and talk about some other things. Rishi Sunak announced this price cap yesterday. Yeah. I mean, I think with the greatest of intentions, he says, right, people are really struggling in the cost of living crisis. What we want to do is to cap things like milk and bread and all those essentials. Interestingly, over the weekend, he said this wasn't going to be obligatory, but would ask the supermarkets to adhere to this. But essentially, this morning, many people have said that actually his ideas will actually lead to food shortages. And there's been this massive backlash from cabinet ministers and indeed from supermarkets.
It's always worrying when the 1970s is being invoked, isn't it? So lots of criticism of this morning, a backlash from cabinet ministers. It sounds like the sort of policy Ed Miliband would have had, actually. He used to talk about that with energy prices, although actually the government now basically does what he suggested. But yeah, the idea of sort of fixing prices does feel very sort of 1970s. And I don't think he's even given a sense of what these prices would be. There's no sort of working examples in.
I mean, it's really interesting. Just when you look at what the supermarkets are saying, and this is a really good point, they say these price caps simply don't work because actually the products would be sold elsewhere. In terms of wheat, we know wheat is very expensive because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So therefore, if you're going to sell your wheat, you're not going to sell it to those supermarkets if they are actually offering discount products. So you're just going to sell the wheat elsewhere. And so therefore, they're saying you will get food shortages.
Someone said it's harebrained. This is a retail chief quoted in the Telegraph. Instead of intervening, this person's saying, you know, better to address the root causes of inflation. I mean, Rishi keeps saying he's going to reduce it to 5% by the end of the year. But, you know, we know it's energy prices, that sort of thing. It's very, very hard to bring down inflation, this type of inflation, compared to, you know, the more usual types.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, and I will just move on to this because Labour, of course, the thing is we need cheap energy. And of course, there is this thing about how do we do that? And of course, the net zero, this arbitrary target that's been banded around. But the thing is that that Labour now comes out and says, actually, this major oil drilling project in the North Sea worth up to $24 billion to the economy and giving us cheap energy, by the way, will be abandoned after Labour announced it would halt all new drilling licences. I mean, I do wonder whether Labour actually wants to win the election.
I wonder what the SNP are thinking about. I mean, an independent Scotland, a lot of it is based on oil, isn't it? So to not drill for oil, I don't know if that's a way of sort of getting one over the SNP.
So my understanding in Scotland is that they haven't actually come out and said they wouldn't approve new licences, but I think there is certainly a groundswell of opinion that doesn't want new licences. But I think the electorate wants cheap energy. So yes, of course, and I said this yesterday, fine, let's move to a cleaner future, but let's do it at a pace where actually normal people don't suffer.
Yeah, because there's a concern we might need to bring in more Saudi oil and oil from other countries to make up the backlog if we're not going to drill for it ourselves. So there are consequences of this sort of net zero policy, isn't there?
Did you see this other story about Labour? Because Labour is now facing calls to return £1.5 million of donation. Wait for this. It has come from the backer of Just Stop Oil.
Right.
So you then realise that Labour says no new oil licences. They've got 1.5 million quid from this backer who essentially from Ecotricity, this is Dale Vince, he helped bankroll the setting up of this green protest movement. So there are questions to be asked about transparency of funding in British politics.
Yeah, Suella Braverman is saying that Keir Starmer is, quote, in bed with the donors of Just Stop Oil. Yeah, it's like a problem with our sort of parties, really, isn't it? And transparency. And, you know, in other countries, they don't have this sort of thing, do they, with donations? It comes back to the, you know, whichever party, we're always going to have these issues with donations, aren't we, until we change things.
Well, I think we do. And also, you do worry that, you know, we're meant to have a fair, transparent process. Obviously, I've been a politician. It's really important the public have faith in politicians. And I think when you see big money involved, that erodes faith.
Because this happened with Labour, didn't it? One of the first things with Tony Blair was stuff to do with Bernie Eccleston, wasn't it? And, you know, motor racing and that kind of thing. There's always going to be issues with donations, and it's part of, you know, politics that people find really strange, to be honest, in this country.
I mean, and the bigger problem, I think, is we need people to vote. And if there is no faith in the system, people won't vote.
Absolutely, yeah. So much sleaze today.
I mean, it's really worrying. And then, of course, Law and Order, we've just read also this morning, and we'll talk about this in a bit. More than 12,000 Albanian migrants have breached their bail conditions before they're even deported. So, I mean, clearly the government hasn't got a handle on illegal migration. And then, of course, we've got migration at 606,000 as well.
Yes,
I mean, this is very toxic.
The Albanian numbers were really low in those numbers last week, actually. Since the start of this year, it has really gone down. So, actually, this is potentially good news for Rishi Sunak. But there are, you know, obviously those numbers were deemed to be really high last week.
And of course the reciprocal returns agreement obviously
yes,
has helped.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, in terms of Albania, it is really going down. So that has actually had an effect so far.
Thank you very much indeed, Julian. More still to come. We'll go through all of this morning's headlines after this break. This is Talk TV.
On the app, on your mobile, Talk Radio and Talk TV.
The Ford Ranger, a vehicle for all terrains and every passion. It's a workmate, a playmate, and to its drivers, a soulmate. So how do you improve the Ford Ranger? You go all in. The all-new Ford Ranger, the UK's best-selling pickup. Now available with rear bumper steps, tailgate workbench, and enlarged load box that can fit a Euro pallet. Go break it in. Search all-new Ford Ranger. Ford Pro. Driving productivity. According to SMMT data, features may be optional extras with additional cost.
Imagine a place where you can escape for a day. Get immersed in a world of rooms, inspiration and expertise. Where you can laze in luxury accommodation. And kids can feast from 95 pence. Tickets are free to everyone and include all the attractions. You've just imagined a day out at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
This is making breakfast and my 9 a.m. with order ahead.
This is half an hour of just me with table service.
It's breaking up a long drive without getting everyone out of the car, thanks to Click and Serve.
This is giving the folks a night off cooking with McDelivery.
This is your favourites ordered your way. Only on the McDonald's app. Download it today.
This is my McDonald's.
18 plus, T's and C's apply. Participating restaurants only. Delivery fees apply. See app and mcdonalds.com.
At Lidl, we're big on a British summer. And what could be more British than adding a little class to sitting on the grass? With rosé prosecco for £7.49. Deluxe.
The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.